This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea.
You probably thought this deer was alive. And this coyote was alive. And this pheasant was alive. Nope, they're not. They're dead. They've been taxidermized by Chuck Testa.
Chuck Testa, a taxidermist from Ojai, California. In 2011, his commercial went viral on YouTube, or in his words...
Like a year ago, I was just a creepy old man. And now everybody likes me.
Testa is at MIT today, along with a cavalcade of unintentional internet stars. People like Antoine Dodson.
He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up.
Double Rainbow Guy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Even little David at the dentist.
Is this real life?
Yeah, this is real life.
Now, if you have a life and therefore don't know who we're talking about, don't worry, we're going to fill in the blanks. All you have to understand for now is that this is basically like the State of the Union address for internet celebrities. Everybody important is under one roof in Cambridge.
So do they have Tron Guy locked away in a special bunker in case the whole thing goes up in flames?
No, Tron Guy is there too. We are referring, of course, to Raffle Con, that is... R-O-F-L, rolling on the floor laughing, basically a cross between an academic conference and a fan convention.
Every 2 years since 2008, organizers have brought these web stars together with media thinkers to answer Double Rainbow Guy's question.
What does this mean?
Panel discussions on this year's schedule include Life After the Meme, Honey, I Memed the Kids, and The GIF That Keeps on GIFing. The keynote was delivered earlier today by Jonathan Zittrain, co-director of Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society, which is a sponsor of RaffleCon. And Professor Zittrain, let me ask what I suspect a number of our listeners are wondering. Why is a guy inconsolably weeping about a double rainbow on YouTube worthy of the consideration of such vaunted institutions as Harvard and MIT?
Well, everybody's been talking for a long time about how the digital age would yield an electronic town hall and there'd be some kind of exchange of ideas that would amount to more than Dan Rather giving us the news on CBS every night. And in some sense, I think that is happening. And RaffleCon is an attempt to wrap our minds around not a marketplace of ideas, but more a lottery of ideas, that there are things that might catch our attention. And that the more you hear them or see them varied upon, they kind of mutate, the more interested you get. And sometimes those ideas are simply playful. I don't know how many of the listeners have heard of Dramatic Hamster.
Sure.
Which is a 5-second clip of
A
hamster. Exactly. Yeah. I think it's a chipmunk looking puzzled. It just never gets old. But sometimes these things have social, ethical, political valence. And in fact, I just came up for this interview from a panel about these ideas internationally and the ways in which being able to poke fun at someone has an impact in a place like Syria, where the kind of things that Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert do every night, when you tantamount to that you can subversively poke fun at that which is otherwise extremely serious, is a time-honored tradition and one that has now found its purchase in the web.
Well, how appropriate that we're talking about the internet and you're on Skype with us, which is why we're getting a few blips, but we're going to keep on going with it. Let's talk a little bit more about this year's internet celebrities, starting with Antoine Dodson, who was on the local TV news in Huntsville, Alabama, after someone tried and failed, thankfully, to sexually assault his sister.
We got your t-shirt, you didn't left fingerprints and all. You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Professor Zittrain, I have a theory about why this clip of Dodson is so popular. Can I run it by you?
Go for it.
Okay, so traditional media only expose us to a very narrow slice of humanity. Basically, a lot of people like you and me, white college-educated males, and then some other people who fit into predictable stereotypes. So I think that to see a young black gay man in a housing project in Alabama exuding such a peculiar and eccentric personality was really a unique opportunity for media consumers. It confirmed for us what television seems to have not figured out yet, which is that real people are weird.
Well, I think that's a very prescient point, the sense that it's a choice between either the kind of default mainstream or very specific stereotypes to have reinforced. And it's true that daily life is a lot more jagged than that, and in many ways we see people at their best and also people at their worst ricocheting around the internet as people grab some piece of it and share it. And sometimes that's for the better, sometimes it's neutral, and truly sometimes, including for the person whose likeness is ricocheting around, it may not be so great.
Well, what is your sense of the tone of what tends to catch on as far as these memes goes? Is it mean-spirited more often than it's not, or is it happy?
Well, you know, for a while, people talk about doing these sorts of playful things as doing it for the lols, L-O-L-S. Mm-hmm. And then there became, who knows how these things come about, a talk about an academic distinction, doing it for the lulls, L-U-L-Z. And that switch of a U for an O really changes things. And that has a kind of twist of the knife, a kind of cruel aspect to it. And sometimes that can be used to be cruel to somebody who people think deserves it, who is kind of up for a takedown. And sometimes it can just be cruel flat out. And I think part of what we're reflecting on here today is, you know, what kind of subversion is a healthy subversion for a societal body. And as I think about First Amendment theorists going back to people like Justice Brandeis, they very much subscribe to the idea that having a framework where dissent can be expressed, including in ways that is shocking, is very healthy for a free society, even as it can be damaging in a given instance.
Jonathan Zittrain is co-director of Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. Thank you so much, Professor.
Thank you.
Listeners, check out WBUR.org for RaffleCon coverage all weekend long.
Damn, it's a double rainbow all the way. Damn, oh my God. What does this mean? It's so bright, so vivid. Double rainbow, it's so dense, dense. What does this mean? It's starting to look like a triple rainbow. That's a whole rainbow.